Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. In Germany, the sparks of resistance are bursting into flame. Finally, after more than half a century of occupation and submission, Germans are awakening, learning of their imminent peril, and acting. A large part of this awakening can be credited to the hard work and community building of white activists in Germany over many decades. And part is also due to the acceleration of the Middle Eastern invasion of Germany, which has already topped 1 million in this year alone. An invasion supported and enthusiastically facilitated by the occupation government and the Jewish-dominated mainstream political parties there. The National Democratic Party in Germany, or NPD, a party that the government and controlled media denounce as neo-Nazi and racist, polled nearly 1 million votes in the last election. And that's if you believe that the vote counting, done by a system that hates the NPD, is honest. That vote was in 2013, well before the highly educational invasion surge of 2015, so I'm certain that support for the NPD is much higher now, and will be higher yet come next election. All across Germany, there have been growing rallies of Germans who oppose the non-white invasion. In one city, Dresden alone, the rallies have been taking place every week for more than a year and have reached peaks of between 25,000 to 40,000 people, more than 10% of the adult population of the city, and therefore an even higher percentage of the white population. And these protests aren't just being held in Dresden. They're all over the country and are especially strong in the less corrupted and less westernized East. Even though I can find no figures on how many invaders have actually been killed by Germans recently, I believe the number is very low. For one thing, if it were at all substantial, it would be the stuff of endless headlines and synthetic outrage in the media 24 hours a day. And it is not. I was able to find figures on the killings of migrants from the years 2000 to 2006 in eastern Germany, where the anti-invader sentiment is strongest. 7 full calendar years. And the invasion of Germany is not a new thing. There have been millions of Muslim invaders there for decades. Well, during that 7-year period, Germans killed 9 invaders. 9. About 1.25 per year. Compare that with the 7,500 Germans killed by invaders between the fall of the Berlin Wall and 2012. Do the math, and you'll see it's a pretty grim, one-sided killing spree, with the migrants murdering 266 Germans for each migrant who lost his life in any given year. Of course, that's not the way the Jewish-controlled media tell the tale. Every time a migrant is killed, or more likely gets tripped up or called a name or has his hair mussed, it's headline time for weeks on end, coupled with calls for more legislation to fight hate. But the much larger number of Germans who are killed by the invaders generates no headlines, no outrage, no calls to action. What does that tell you about the media? Well, the Germans have started issuing their own calls to action, and that is a very good thing. Those Germans who have decided to take direct action against the invasion have been amazingly nonviolent, really. The hysterical anti-white media constantly wring their hands about what they call attacks against invaders. And indeed, there have been some attacks, an ever-increasing number. And these attacks have been the subject of much wailing from the Jewish-controlled media and among the traitor politicians. There have been, according to several sources, between 505 and 770 such attacks in 2015. The wide disparity in numbers is probably due both to sloppy journalism and to exaggeration of minor incidents like graffiti painting into attacks. But one thing the controlled media seldom tell you is that these patriotic Germans, I call them that because that's what they are, these patriotic Germans have virtually restricted themselves to damaging the infrastructure used to house the invaders. When the traitorous mayor of Troglitz said that a large public building in his town was going to be used to house migrants, it wasn't too long before that building no longer had a roof. And the patriots made sure that no one would be hurt when they did this, even notifying the caretakers of the building ahead of time to make sure. A march by the NPD was held in Troglitz, and its destination was directly in front of the house of the traitorous mayor, who shortly thereafter resigned, citing fear as the reason. Many other migrant centers have suffered similar fates. Some of them no longer exist at all. The Jews and their puppets in the German government are so afraid of the NPD that they're making a move to legally ban the organization, to literally criminalize a political party, to outlaw a major ethnic group organization. Now, they'd never try to ban a Jewish interest group or a Muslim interest group, but the NPD is different. The NPD is a German interest group. It's a party composed of Germans, of the white indigenous population of Germany, the people who've been there for thousands of years. And that, to the current regime that rules Germany, is suspect. When Germans organize for their own interests and speak out against the policies and politicians and forces that are killing them, that in itself is enough to get them banned. The Jews have managed to bribe or pressure the politicians in all 16 German states to file a petition with Germany's Supreme Court to disband and criminalize the NPD. Their petition, which runs some 270 pages, says there is a, quote-unquote, recognizable affinity between the NPD and the last legitimate non-occupation government of Germany, the one headed by Adolf Hitler that was toppled by a massive invasion in 1945. And any group with that sort of affinity should be illegal, they say. By their definition, though, many millions of Germans must have the same affinity, since they offer as proof of the affinity the NPD's quote-unquote hostility toward foreigners and its criticism of Jews. They even got the occupation regime's secret police to state that the NPD is, quote, racist, anti-Semitic, and revisionist, close quote. And by revisionist, they mean that the NPD doesn't necessarily regard the Jewish version of World War II history as inerrant truth, with a capital T. The World Jewish Congress's vice president, Charlotte Knobloch, let her democratic mask fall a bit when she commented on the proposed ban the other day. She said, quote, "The Nazi ideology on which the NPD is based must have no place in today's political culture in Germany. We cannot and must not tolerate the existence of any extreme right-wing political party in Germany. Close quote. Well, that pretty much says it all. No political organization that Jews don't like should be allowed to exist. On the say-so of Jewish groups, which comprise a minuscule percentage of Germany's population, a million or more Germans are to be disenfranchised. In reality, all Germans are being disenfranchised, since they are being deprived of freedom to choose their own government. They are also being denied the right to oppose the invasion of their land. Well, I think that millions upon millions of Germans agree with the NPD and therefore have exactly the same affinity as the NPD. And I also believe their numbers are growing rapidly, as the situation on the ground in Germany proves the rightness of the NPD's position every day and shows up the treason of the occupation government. If the NPD is banned, the ban will not stand. You don't ban a million people who know what the truth is and are determined to act. In 2003, the occupation regime tried to ban the NPD and failed. Do you really think that was because the case that was made for banning was too weak or technically deficient in some objective way? Court decisions with political consequences in any country are almost never made for the reasons given. The ostensible reasons are seldom the real reasons. The real reasons are almost always based on power relations between groups. Even in 2003, before the recent wake-up calls, the Jews didn't have enough pull for the banning to go through. Too many Germans, even if they never said so publicly, wouldn't stand for it. Now the Jews are worried that their influence will fall even further as the Middle Eastern invasion continues and more people are able to see that the Jews are holding the gates open. So it's now or never for banning the NPD. But those million or so NPD voters can't be banned. Already the officially race-blind Pegida movement and the UKIP-like Alternative for Germany party have tried and failed to stop thousands upon thousands of mostly young racial nationalists from entering their groups and radicalizing their membership. If the NPD is banned, that process will continue, and new organizations will spring up faster than the traitor regime's legal system can ban them. Racial nationalism is the future, the only sensible way to organize society. And the Muslim invasion is raising racial awareness more than ever before. No matter what happens, the NPD's decades-long program of education will have made a huge difference and set the stage for a new, strong, and incorruptible leadership for Germany. When the Jews decided to accelerate the invasion of Europe as an instrument of genocide, they may have overplayed their hand. Germans and white people generally aren't very good at fighting an enemy who deals primarily in lies and deception and manipulation. Jewish depredations and Jewish manipulations are subtle and concealed and complex, and a lot of the marks never figure out the con. But by importing the overtly hostile and profoundly alien Muslims, who are anything but subtle, they have done something that every man, even the least intellectual, can see. They have awakened our racial feelings, our alarm at our dispossession, and our anger. That anger is badly focused now, but the number of us who know precisely who is responsible for our plight will grow as honest, concerned Germans and Americans and Frenchmen and others seek out the truth with eyes open and blinders off and find the guidance and the helping hands and the education we offer them. Don't get me wrong. There's still a long way to go before the German occupation regime is removed from power. There are still millions of utterly brainwashed lemmings there, welcoming their own destruction. The Jews still own most of the politicians, but the underground resistance in Germany and the above-ground surge of support for the leaders who are opposing the non-white invasion, the increasing courage of hundreds of thousands of patriotic Germans to speak their minds, and the increasingly frenzied fear shown by the puppet politicians and their masters, all give me hope. I sense that the German flint has struck metal at last. Its sparks have hit the tinder, and its fire will soon be lighting up the world. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. This week, we're offering a collection of the very best of Dr. William Pierce's speeches and radio addresses, entitled William Pierce, The Power of Truth, Volume 1. This MP3 CD collection includes over 8 hours of the most powerful and moving words you are likely to hear in your lifetime. To receive your copy of William Pierce, The Power of Truth, Volume 1, simply visit natall.com and click on CD Offer. That's natall.com and click on CD Offer. Or send $16 each, or $50 for 5 copies, to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. That's $16 for one, or $50 for 5 copies, to Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strong reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.